Beginning current daf, I'm set this might cut and daf test, beginning with days, beginning test and also beginning with the Gemara, Khan, here we're talking about mitzvah she'ef shalas asa al derechem, that you can, it cannot be done through someone else. That's where, yeah, Talmud Torah and Eisik v'mitzvah is that, yeah, then you would go ahead and you would do the mitzvah. And as Tais explains, asiyas mitzvah adaf, because, yeah, doing the mitzvah is better than learning the Torah. Sharem Rafsikin, because you stop, afil Reb Shimon Yaichi, who all he's doing is learning the Torah all day and all night, you stop him lo is a sukkah lulav to make a sukkah and a lulav because this bishalom is born yishalmi, and therefore that's what we mean to say that it would be equal to that of learning Torah. Now avla sukkah the tefillah krishma, but regarding interrupting for davening and for krishma imasik l'shem yichai, that would not stop his learning for Reb Shimon Yochai and the bishalom because that's born yishalmi ze sheninu veze sheninu, both are bishanantam, are they're both kim of a type of a learning. And Krishma is like that too, and so is that of davening. They have sikh chininu, you don't stop one Vishnantam for another Vishnantam, therefore then you would not stop his learning. To the next test mouth to begin with the Gemara Pekesis. What does that mean? So Peshba Kunjas Rash explains, Misakinis Sashley Spaz, that's when you fix the hair that it should not get scattered. Now Bakasha says that's difficult because in Pekamits Nia Omar and Shabbos of Tali Dalman Bez, the Gemara tells us that for Pekesis, the Mishai Bashabas Mishum Taiva, you're gonna be live on Shabbos for that of spinning. Or what does that do with gathering the hair that it doesn't scatter? But more with the sedekas, how little misni. If it means gathering the hair that shouldn't scatter, that's like combing. So kumaga benazan on the pebez amidav, that's it should have said sedekas, not pekesis. Now the pekam of the ksubis and avdalam and beis rukunz. Rashi explains a different interpretation. He says pekesis kliasar, it's the breeding of the hair. So it's rikash difficult because the pekam is near showing the gidelis or pekesis. I mentioned these two. Now gidelis is breeding of the hair, so obviously pekesis is something else. And so it says, the Inlefars don't explain that it means my bear struck up and that she puts this rouge on her face, this dye, this makeup. Here it says both of them. Pekesis and my bear struck up and now. And so it says, begam a perikam of the ksubis. Additionally, in the first perik, or the second perik of ksubis, it's obvious that there are two different things. Where it says, v'lei salchik v'lei pirchus, and pirchus is pekesis. So therefore, it says, v'yesh lefars, you have to explain the masakin is sada. It means fixing her hair biyadeh with her hands chutz litzav out of her kerchief. And Rivam Mefarish, he explains it means shenisen is chutn shal betzik dakin. She places threads of thin pieces of dough al panel on her face lahad mabasser, which makes her flesh get redder. Vayne tviya, and that's the spinning that we're saying on Shabbos, where you're making from the dough like a thread. And by the Karla Bishami Tzabin, this the Yerushalmi says the liability is because of dying. Because it makes the flesh red. And although we're using terminology of building, because yeah, building is applicable by a woman's adornments. As the Gemara Lamayin refers to, that fixing a woman's body is considered binyan. Even as a tailor, as the Gemara there brings, that the Hashem braided Chavetz here and brought her to Adam, and that was called Bayivan. So you see that you could call these as malachas of binyan when it has to do with a woman's adornment. The next test master to begin with the Gemara satachas. What is that? Very kolik abanus in menachas that peivam and avim. The Gemara explains the shemen hamor who satachas, the myrrh oil is satachas. On parak kamad megillah, the first parak megillah of megillah and avim. The Gemara explains my shemen hamor. What's the myrrh oil? If an amr b'chias is satachas, so you see that this is what it is. This satachas is the shemen hamor.